Welcome back, great gamers, and yes, tis another episode of the Daily Days podcast, that show that follows both retro and modern roads. As listeners know, we've been following the paths of Dragon Ball Z and Super lately, but yep, this is a gamer podcast primarily, and so this week it's time for another great gamers quiz. And because the PlayStation, yep, the first one that appeared in Japan 1994 and America in 1995, well, it's its 25th anniversary, so it's only fitting we dedicate this particular quiz to that beloved console. Incoming, then, are 10 questions to test your Sony PlayStation knowledge, plus a few samples from some classic PlayStation tunes for you to also recognize or at least guess at. And to start things off with a bang, why not begin with one of those classic PlayStation ditties right now? This piece, of course, is one of the most iconic tracks from the entire 32-bit era, and belongs to Final Fantasy VII, known as One Winged Angel. Perhaps we'll see the return of this fantastic number once Final Fantasy VII's remake releases next year. Alright then, question number two. When the PlayStation launched in America on September 9th, 1995, it carried a relatively low price point for the time. How much did it originally sell for? So, for the snazzy price of $299, a person back in 1995 could have their very own PlayStation console. Indeed, Sony's own Steve Race headed out on the conference floor for the E3 1995 show with only one thing to say to his audience, $299, and the hall went wild. Question number three. Longtime PlayStation developer Insomniac is famous for its Ratchet and Clank series, and more recently, Spider-Man on the PS4. The company actually got its start on the PS1, however. What was the company's first title? The company's first game was the little-played Disruptor, an FPS that, while decent, sold poorly and nearly sent the business into bankruptcy. Fortunately, Insomniac's next title, Spyro the Dragon, saved the day in more than one way. Question 4. The now-defunct but beloved RPG localizer Working Designs published what role-playing-slash-light-gun game for the platform? The game was Elemental Gear Bolt. Originally designed by Alpha System, Working Designs released the game to American audiences in 1998. The game is famous for its fantasy setting, its orchestral score, and of course, its blend of light gun gameplay with traditional RPG mechanics. Check it out if you can find it. Alright now, so for number 5, can you guess this chime? Thank you. One of the sad realities of the death of the 32-bit era is the passing of so many classic platformers on both the PlayStation and Nintendo consoles, and one of these on the PlayStation, of course, is Ape Escape. And this particular song belongs to Ape Escape's Krabby Beach stage. Okay, for question 6, here's a easier one I think almost everyone can get. Popular character Crash Bandicoot was long seen as the PlayStation's unofficial mascot. But he wasn't exactly a solo character, as he became joined by a bevy of other funny and quirky personalities introduced throughout his long-running series. Which game was it, though, that first unveiled Crash's sister, Coco? Coco Bandicoot first appeared in Crash Bandicoot 2, Cortex Strikes Back, and was first playable in Crash Bandicoot 3, Warped. She's also been made playable in the Crash Bandicoot trilogy remake that first appeared not too long ago, although her abilities are exactly the same as her brother's. Question 7. Before it became the iconic console we know now, the PlayStation was originally intended to be both a hybrid system and joint venture with what other major leading video game company? In what is one of the most notorious, if significant, moments in gaming history, Sony had originally teamed up with Nintendo to produce a sort of Super Nintendo / CD-ROM hybrid known as the PlayStation, but with a space between the Play and the Station. Nintendo eventually decided it didn't like the terms of this deal and, in a shocking betrayal to Sony, partnered with competitor Philips instead. Disgraced and angry, Sony ultimately continued alone, refashioning the system into the true PlayStation fondly remembered today, and one that trounced Nintendo's N64 in sales. Question 8. Name the year, and even better, the month and day, Sony officially discontinued the PlayStation. If you only knew the year, that's fine, but the full date the poor PlayStation was finally taken out to pasture was March 23rd, 2006. And so now for question 9, can you identify this musical piece? Haunting melody might be lost to the sands of time now, but many a Squaresoft fan would have surely recognized it back in the day as belonging to the cryptic and somewhat experimental Parasite Eve, which mixed traditional RPG elements with some survival horror. Indeed, on the surface, it seemed more like a Resident Evil game from Capcom. But no, this was one of many Squaresoft experimental titles that unfortunately never really continued on past the 32-bit era. This particular piece, though, is called Waiting for Something Awakens. And now, question 10. Although many 16-bit characters never made that transition easily to the 32-bit era, Mega Man sorta did and appeared many a time on the PlayStation. How many unique Mega Man games made an appearance on that platform? So, it varies by region. 6 in North America, 8 in Japan. Mega Man X4, X5, X6, Mega Man Legends 1 and 2, and Mega Man 8. If you count Japan, there's also Rockman Battle and Chase and Mega Man X3. We could also count the Misadventures of Tron Bonn, but because Mega Man doesn't actually feature in this spin-off foray, we won't count it here. So again, 6 Mega Man games in America, 8 in Japan. Alright, now we're down to 2. Question 11. How many PlayStation consoles have been sold in total across the world? And yes, you can give me an approximation if that's best. Impressively, the mighty PlayStation managed to sell 102.49 million units over its lifetime. Incidentally, 7,918 unique games were also released for the system as of 2007. Jeez, I hate to be the collector trying to amass a perfect set for that console. Finally, we have one more musical number to share to conclude our quizzical adventure. Get ready. If you guessed Castlevania Symphony of the Night, well, you'd be wrong, but close. This is actually a tune from Castlevania Chronicles, a rare gem, but a golden oldie for those who got to play it back in the day. Good luck trying to find it now, though, as it's pretty pricey. Anyway, this particular track is the boss theme music. As usual, it's time now to grade your performance. Did you score 4 or less? If you did, well, you're not much of a PlayStation guy at all. I bet you're one of those Nintendo fans, huh? If you manage 5 through 9, though, then I'd say you're at least a neutral game fan, maybe an enthusiast for all consoles. But you're not a true PlayStation aficionado, are you? That said, if you pulled off 10 or more correct, then I'd say you're the epitome of PlayStation Sony fanboyism. Good job, and I hope you can maintain that mantle as the PS5 is just around the corner. And now some quick news before I tear out of here. First, the show I intend for next week was, well, originally intended to be another Dragon Ball episode detailing the Tournament of Power. I might still do that. However, there are a few video game developments I wanted to detail as well, concerning mainly the new Numbskull mini arcade, or I should say quarter arcade machines, coming my way probably next week, so I might review those. If not, there are also some import games for the Sega Saturn and Sony PlayStation I want to review as well. So, in other words, it's hard to say what I'll be doing first, but eventually, all three of these things will be done. Secondly, I just wanted to warn everyone out there that for Christmas week, I will probably skip again. I won't have a broadcast for that session. Again, mainly because of family obligations. I just don't think I'll be able to scrape the time together. So these three shows pending will probably spill into the new year. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening as always. And this is Mr. Picario signing off. For now.